Camden, New Jersey police halted 5 overdoses in just 3 days using naloxone, commonly known by the brand name Narcan. Though advocates say other groups authorized to step in, like doctors and family members, aren't able to do enough. Laura Benchoff has this story from WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk.
Patty DiRenzo lost her son Sal to a heroin overdose in 2010. She's concerned that not enough doctors are aware they can prescribe Narcan. Her physician is one example.
I asked my doctor about a month ago if she would prescribe me naloxone, and she said, absolutely not. I would never do that. And then I explained to her the Overdose Prevention Act, how naloxone's part of it. There's no liability on the physician's part. She looked at me. She said, I changed my mind.
Governor Chris Christie signed the Overdose Protection Act back in May 2013. It gives wider prescriptive power to doctors and shields them from lawsuits. Even if you can get the drug, that doesn't mean you'll know how to use it. The South Jersey AIDS Alliance is the only group in the state offering public training, and those sessions were originally meant for drug users. Chief Operating Officer Georgette Watson says they didn't plan on reaching family members at all.
The grant was mainly for those who come through our needle exchange programs, but once the public got word that we were doing this, we had several requests to come out and do trainings for parents who have children who are currently using or who are in recovery.
Watson says the state plans to fund community training in 4 locations. No one from New Jersey's Division of Mental Health and Addiction Services could be reached to confirm. DiRenzo and other advocates are also concerned about the availability of Narcan. So I called 3 different pharmacies in Camden. All are national chains, and not one carried the drug. For WHYY News, I'm Laura Benchoff.